You've been in the business for so long. What are your impressions today? Your personal impressions on the passing of Gord Downie?
Just so saddened by it. I think that Canada lost an ambassador that just so proudly wore his colors on his sleeve. And, you know, he created something that we all bit into. He was able to, you know, become the face of things we like to do. We like to be Canadian. We like to play hockey. We like to drink a beer. He did it with sincerity. You know, there's Trailer Park Boys, and that was a goof. But the Tragic Lake were sincere, and they were genuine, and they were guys we could be proud of and guys we could envision I'd like to hang out with. And, you know, I just think it's a sad day. You know, all those five guys represented us so well, and Gord in particular becoming the face of that band and that effort. And really, he will be a loss for sure.
In your business, so many times over the years, you've had so many mm-hmm. dealings with the band. What were the guys like? But mainly, what was Gord like to deal with?
He was intelligent, and you just knew that from the first time you kind of interacted with him. You, the intelligence you got out of their lyric, you identified immediately in any kind of conversation or interaction with him. But he was as genuine off stage and caring off stage as he was enigmatic and weird on stage. And I think that he was a caring, compassionate, regular guy who liked golf and liked hockey and just had a cool job, and he was really good at his job.
I'll tell you what, you mentioned golf. I had the good fortune. I was out at Quarry Oaks one time, and I was sitting on the patio by myself having a beer after a round, I guess, and the sun was setting. And for those who are familiar with the golf course, when you're sitting on that patio, you're looking out over one of the holes that tees off essentially over water to a far green. And I look up, and there's Gord Downie. And he's standing on the tee box, and he was dressed from head to toe in white, this gauzy white kind of his pants and everything. And the sun was shining through it, and he takes this swing, and he puts it in the drink. But it just, I thought, that's one of my favorite memories of Gord Downie. You just mentioned golf, and it reminded me of that. Now, back to the final time that the band played here last summer.
Yeah.
For pretty much everybody that was there, you talk to them and they'll say the thing that sticks in their mind was Gord going down those stairs at the end and that hat kind of disappearing. You must have been backstage at some point during that show. What was that like? What was happening?
I was just so touched by the affection the four guys showed and the care. I remember Johnny Faith taking him by the elbow and helping him down the stairs off that stage. And you know, that sort of solidified to me that this wasn't, you know, Cher's final tour. This wasn't some sort of propped up presentation of days gone by. These were five guys that really, truly cared about each other and wanted to see this thing through. I thought it was courageous for all of them. I thought it was really generous of Gord to go, this is my lot in life, and I'm going to share it and celebrate all the blessings I've been given with everybody who I've ever met or not met. I thought that was a remarkable night here. I thought it was a remarkable effort to go coast to coast and then to, again, put it on TV for everyone to see. It was a great experience. If you're in the building, great experience if you got to see it on TV. But I think people need to recognize that it really was a genuine expression of a guy's generosity and courage.
Kevin Donnelly, always appreciate your insights. Thanks so much.
Thank you.